Back here on Sports Nightly, Kyle Crooks now joined by a very special guest, somebody who's a Husker legend, soon to be a Nebraska Football Hall of Famer. He is loved around these parts, and we welcome in now Kenny Bell, who had a lot of great moments, and we'll dive into a lot of those throughout this conversation. Kenny, first and foremost, congratulations on being selected to the Nebraska Football Hall of Fame. Ceremony will be on September 12th. You'll be honored on the field on September 13th. I'm sure you'll get a rousing ovation, but I want to say congratulations and welcome into Sports Nightly.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I really do. It means the world to me, Kyle, and welcome to Husker Nation, man. Congrats on the gig. I'm excited for you.
Thanks so much. And, you know, let's start there. So, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer to you, Kenny. How does that sound?
Oh, almost surreal, honestly, Kyle. I think when I talk about it, all I can think about is how grateful I am. You know, I played with some tremendous teammates. I had a great coaching staff. I went to a university where I get to stand on the shoulders of a tremendous group of former players. So the fact that I get nominated in this is I couldn't be more thankful.
Take me back to the origins of becoming a Husker. So you're a Boulder, Colorado guy. You grew up in enemy territory in the days of that Big Eight rivalry. How did being a Husker come about for you, Kenny?
Yeah, absolutely. So it was really at the time I was from Boulder, Colorado, and in Boulder, football is not, you know, a huge deal. You know, when it's nice outside, people are usually hiking, biking, you know, doing whatever. At the time, I really wanted to go somewhere that football meant everything. And I took a visit here in 2009 to when we played Kansas State. And really after that, it was no question where I wanted to go to school. But then I met Bo Pelini and the staff, and something that was really important to me at that time was having a staff that could take me where I didn't think I could take myself. And wow, did I hit the dart in the bullseye with that mm-hmm. one, with that staff, because they certainly pushed me to be uncomfortable and push me beyond my limits, that's for sure.
What do you remember about that first visit? So you said 2009, Kansas State. What do you remember about Memorial Stadium and getting your first taste of Husker football on your visit?
Yeah, I mean, that was the first time in my life personally where I understood what college football fandom was about. You know, I grew up going to CU games, and we had fun, obviously, going to those games. But the love and devotion, the dedication to the game that the Husker fans had, it was something like I had never seen before. You know, I had taken official visits to Minnesota and Texas Tech at that time. But when I came here, it was second to none. I couldn't wait to get back here in the fall or in that following spring.
So I'm sure a lot of people ask you about Coach Bo Pelini, and boy, he's animated, fiery, you could say all those things. What did he mean to you and your progression here? I mean, when you look at the numbers and the Hall of Fame says it all, you were one of the most productive receivers in Nebraska football history. When you think of the support that Bo gave you, the coaching staff gave you, what comes to mind?
Oh, man. There's a lot that comes to mind. One that's really how grateful I am. The coaching staff was phenomenal during that time. I know how optics look, and I completely understand as Husker fans if that wasn't for you. And I don't hold that against you. But from my experience, it was second to none. My 5 years at the University of Nebraska shaped who I am as a man now. So I'll forever be grateful to that staff. And I know, and I try and be vocal about it. But I love them to death, and I'm very, very grateful for them.
Chatting with Kenny Bell, who's going into the Nebraska Football Hall of Fame. Ceremony is going to be on September 12th. Be honored on the field on September 13th when Houston Christian is in town. And you had that one redshirt season in 2010, Kenny, but you were productive right away in that 2011 season, and you led the team in receptions every single year. And when your career ended, you had the most catches, most yards for a wide receiver in Nebraska football history. Coming in and having that immediate impact, what was that like in terms of maybe building your confidence early in your college career?
Yeah, absolutely. I've got to dedicate that first playing year, so 2011, that 100% is on the secondary and defense from the 2010 team, right? So my redshirt freshman year was by far my most imperative year of football of my entire life, from second grade all the way up through the NFL. That first year, I got to practice against Prince Amukamara, DJ Gomes, Eric Hag, Alfonso Denard. I got to practice against all Americans, you know, and guys that spent a lot of time spend a lot of time in the NFL. That first year I was at Nebraska, wearing that blue jersey at practice on practice squad was by far my most developmental year. So that is the reason why I was allowed to step into that spot in 2011 and really play good football, because at the beginning of the season, Brandon Kinney hurt his thumb, and a lot of people don't know, but he tried to play on like a dislocated thumb all through 2011. And I was young, I was healthy, and I had been able to practice against some of the best defensive backs in the nation for the past 12 months. So I was ready to go.
Yeah, when you're in that 2010 season, you're on the practice squad. I would imagine for a young kid, I mean, you're a kid at that point. It's pretty eye-opening. Did it give you the standard of, okay, this is how I have to work to get to a certain level, an eventual Hall of Fame level? So I would assume that 2010 practice squad year for you was eye-opening in so many different ways, not just on the field, but how those guys went about their business off the field too.
Absolutely. But that goes back to the staff at that time, right? We had a staff within our head man and Bo that demanded excellence in every aspect of life. It wasn't just, we're going to be great on the football field, but we're not going to be great in the classroom, or we're not going to be great in the community, right? That's not how life works. It has to be all encompassing. Football is just a microcosm of how we live our life. So once I started to understand that, that's when I realized, oh, it's a cultural thing, right? And that's when you get guys like the older guys, exactly like Alfonso, Prince, how I saw they approach the day every day, Niles on the offensive side, Rex Burkhead. They got that from our head man, and that's just turned into our culture, and that's how a lot of us still live our lives to this day.
And the consistency that you had here, I'm sure you give credit to your teammates. And how about some of the dynamic quarterbacks that you play with? Taylor Martinez, Tommy Armstrong, even Ron Kellogg, who threw that infamous pass against Northwestern. I know you weren't on the receiving end of that, but you got to, you know, celebrate that. Those guys that were able to make such incredible plays and get you in positions to be successful.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you talk about team magic. At one point, make no mistake, Taylor was one of the most exciting quarterbacks to watch in college football. Team Magic was Team Magic before Johnny Football, right? Like, I make that comparison in terms of how exciting he was to watch. I know people are going to take that comment and run with it. I'm not going to deal with that. But I love playing with Taylor, a tremendous competitor, an incredible athlete. And then Tommy came into the picture. And Tommy is the type of guy that if you're getting into a fight in a dark alley, you want him on your team. I mean, the dude is he's tenacious, right? He wants to play hard. He wants to win. And then Ronnie's my boy. I love playing with Ronnie. And good thing I wasn't on the end of that, because we had Jay Westy, and Westy doesn't drop passes. So I was very thankful that he was throwing that thing to Western Camp, because I knew he was going to get reeled in.
Yeah. And what a moment that was. Do you remember, take me back in the stadium on the field at that point in time when that's caught, that Hail Mary to win the game, and Westerkamp celebrating and Kellogg's running down the field, that infamous sort of video as he's sprinting down the field. What's going through your mind at that point in time?
At that time, I actually remember exactly where I was and what I was doing, because I was in my like street clothes, because I strained my groin that year. I was struggling with like a groin injury. And I was standing on the bench with my hands like out, and I was in awe. I couldn't, but like, I was really, Northwestern always gave us fits, really. And 2 years prior to that, I think maybe 3 years, one of my best friend, Kane Coulter, who had quarterbacked the Wildcats, came in like 2011 and beat us when we were like number 6 or 7 in the nation, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. And that always stung. So for us to have been down in a night game to them, I think it was like, or maybe our junior or senior year, I was sweating bullets, and I didn't get to play. So
yeah,
I was anxious, to say the least.
I mean, and hopefully you didn't re-injure the groin there celebrating when you had the injury. But you think of some of the names, and the one name that sticks out that you passed, I mentioned that you had broken the receiving yards and the receptions record, but a name like Johnny Rodgers, who's a legend around these parts, you broke his receiving yards record, and then you break the receptions record for a career. I know, just getting a chance to know you a little bit here, it doesn't seem like you're all in on the individual accolades. You're more about the team. But when you break those individual career Nebraska records for a program that has so much history, that's got to be pretty cool, doesn't it?
I felt it was pretty cool, but I also at the time I didn't really think about it. I know for a fact that Amir and I, going into that Rutgers game, that he broke, I think, like the all-time yards record, and I broke the receiving yards record. Neither of us had any idea that those were even on the table in terms of our careers. Going into the next week, I knew, obviously, because I had heard the week before that the receptions were on the line. But at that time, we didn't really think about it. We really wanted to play great ball together. I didn't think about it because I thought I was getting, you know, I was getting 6 to 7 targets a game, maybe catching 4 or 5 of them. You know, it wasn't like I was doing 15 to 20 catches for 250, you know, because at that era, we were watching guys from like Nelson Aguilar and those guys at like SC get 15 to 20 balls. And that was cool for them, but we had a style of ball that we loved to play, and I wouldn't have changed a minute or a single down of my play in Nebraska.
Chatting with Kenny Bell here on Sports Nightly, heading into the Nebraska Football Hall of Fame ceremony will be coming up in September. Favorite moment as a Husker? You have plenty that stand out. I'm sure you could poll 10 fans and they might all have the same answer. They might vary a little bit, but for you, what's your favorite moment in that red and white uniform?
Oh, there's by far, it's when I when we got to see Jack Hoffman score the touchdown in the spring game. That's by far my favorite moment as a team, as a community, uplifting that young man and his family, and then everything that came after that, right? The foundation, the relationship I had with Andy, the relationship I had with all the Hoffmans, and everything that we do with the foundation to this day. So that is head and shoulders above by far my favorite moment, not only in football but in sports I've ever had. So
when you think in some of your playing days too, and you think to the kick return at Penn State, or a lot of people think of the block, you know, people don't, when you talk about wide receiver, they don't necessarily mention the physical nature. They talk about the playmaking ability of you guys. But when you lay down a block like that in the Big Ten championship game that still gets circulated on social media, it seems like every single year, it didn't count because you got flags and things like that, but that's a forever moment for that. Shows you that wide receivers, they can lay the hammer too.
Yeah, we took a lot of pride in our room in that, and honestly, I think I get the most notoriety because of that block. But if you go back in our film and you watch guys like Niles Paul, Brandon Kinney, Quincy Enunwa, Tariq Allen, we had a competition in our room is who could get the most knockdowns, who could be out there, you know, being physical with people. So we took a lot of pride in blocking for guys like Roy Helu, Rex Burkhead, Amir Abdullah. The feather in our cap is certainly the rushing yards, right? That were accumulated, because we knew to make our offense run, we needed to get those guys going, and to get those guys going, we needed to go crack on safeties. So we had jobs to do, and we took a lot of pride in that. So I'm very, very proud of that.
Yeah, and how did Nebraska, maybe the physical nature that you talk about, how did that prepare you for the next level, for the NFL? I mean, all these guys that they're walking around the building now for internal media days, so you get a chance to see the guys in their uniform up here in this level of the building, and they all have the aspirations to play pro. So for you, how did it prepare you to be in the NFL?
Yeah, I think Nebraska is the ultimate preparation for the NFL, right? Especially when you have a staff that like we had, and honestly, like that we have now. I think Coach Rhule, being in the NFL, those guys understand what it takes. So when you get to live that every single day, that's one thing within your staff, within your walls. But then when you have an environment like Nebraska, the kids dealing with fans, the culture, and like that game day appetite, that's going to be tenfold here than in than it is in the NFL, right? When you get to the NFL, you have a lot of experience doing your job. It might be earlier, you might get nervous like that, but everyone settles in pretty good. And in college football, there's so much passion, there's so much pride, there's so much pressure. It's a little bit different, I'd say. So if you can exceed here and play well, the next level, a lot of these kids are going to be just fine.
You still keep in touch with a lot of your teammates? I assume that you do.
Oh yeah, I keep in touch with a lot of my teammates. One of the things I'm most proud of, obviously, very happy with our performances on the field. Not all of them, but I'm most proud of the young men that I got to go to school with. I went to school with some tremendous guys, and I'm very proud of that. So yeah, we definitely keep up with one another.
And you know, you're working in the media now. Is that correct? Can you let the fans know sort of what you're up to nowadays? What Kenny Bell is up to
absolutely.
Now?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm working at Her Dad Sports up in Omaha. I'm in my office right now here in La Vista. But yeah, I work on like the content creation side. So you guys will be seeing me a ton at like the Husker volleyball games, Husker football games. Hopefully, you guys know me. I love the skirt. So if I can get to soccer, baseball, I get to everything I can. And then, I work on the sales side as well. So, it's a good deal.
Oh, I can't wait to see you out at the games here at Memorial Stadium and Devaney Center and Pinnacle Bank Arena. We can't wait to see you around campus, and certainly well-deserved, Kenny. You're a Nebraska Football Hall of Famer. I don't know if it's completely sunk in for you quite yet, but we can't wait to celebrate you. And I'm sure Husker fans can't wait to celebrate you as well. And we can't thank you enough for the time here on Sports Nightly.
No, I can't thank you guys enough for having me on. It's always been an honor. I can't thank Husker Nation, my coaches, my teammates. It really means the world to me. So I'm incredibly grateful. Words don't do justice. So this means the world to me, and I love you guys a lot. So thank you guys for having me, and I cannot wait to celebrate with everybody on the 13th.
Congratulations. That's Kenny Bell. We continue with Sports Nightly next on the Huskers Radio Network.